understood all that. Yeah, and I understood every bit of that there. Hey, good morning to Phil's show on the air with Jim Brogan. You hear more Living with Jim Brogan on the weekends. He has awesome guests, and talks about the living. And here you go. Listen to that. 1.9 at 1.9, Nebraska has the lowest unemployment of any state ever. Wow. Evidently, there's nothing to do in Nebraska. That I mean, if you know, that's oh boy, evidently there's nothing to do. Jim Brogan, it is good to have you. Getting ready to have a blessed Thanksgiving and a lot to be thankful for, and certainly people who are looking to retire can be very, very thankful. Now, we just talked about supply chain and inflation, and Washington's like running around chasing their tail, and they don't know and whatever. If you're getting ready to retire or you're looking to retire, now what? I mean, this is probably not good news, is it?
Well, it's a big challenge, there's no question, because on the one hand, you've got inflation creeping up. And so things are going to be costing more and more. And we already know inflation is one of the biggest enemies of retirement income. You know, it kind of sneaks up on you. It's like cholesterol. So, you know, and it's becoming an even bigger issue. But then on the other side, interest rates are staying really, really low. So it's just hard to earn much money on traditional things like bonds and CDs. So it puts people in a little bit of a predicament. And so the key, I think, Phil, is to, in the short term, For short-term income, if you're getting ready to retire, you know, set aside 5, 6, maybe even 7 years worth of income in things that are very, very stable that aren't in the stock market. Because we know in the stock market, you know, what happens in the short term is just a crapshoot. It's a gamble. Over time, we believe the market to perform, but not in the short term. We just don't know.
Okay, so
you don't need to be living or depending on stock market investment for income.
So you're saying don't move the bonds, don't move the CDs, don't put that in something, you know, trickier. Is that what you're telling
me? No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm confused then. That's not unusual for me.
That's okay. For short-term income needs, you should be putting things in short-term things that granted, are not going to pay much. The problem is, you said bonds, so if they're short-term bonds, that's okay. But most bond mutual funds still are at tremendous risk moving forward to losing money if interest rates do eventually rise and as inflation continues to rear its ugly head. So the traditional bond funds that people are used to as a way to hedge risk, that's more the risk side of things. What I'm fundamentally saying is set aside some money that's granted not going to make much for the next four or 5 years for income.
Right. Like to see
but the right. correct, that is yeah, correct. But yeah. then the for long-term growth to beat inflation, it needs to be invested for growth. The problem is, if I could leave one thing today, it's the danger of traditional bonds and traditional bond funds. They just were at the front edge of more than likely an historic bear market in U.S. in traditional bonds. And what they've done historically, Phil, is offered a little bit of hedge in the short term to the stock market. The problem is they're going to just kill you in the long term. So people have really got to reexamine how they're hedging risk in a portfolio. They've got to have greater diversification, have bonds that can get there are other types of non-traditional bonds that can go up when interest rates go up. I think how we diversify our growth investments has to be completely looked at in a different way.
Jim Brogan, for those folks who are looking to retire and seeing all of this on the landscape, are you doing another seminar soon? I know you do them at Pellissippi and places. Are you doing another one soon?
Well, my next UT class, my next class is at the University of Tennessee Adult Education. It's on February the 1st and the 8th.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're not doing any in December. So it will be February 1st and the 8th. People can go to broganfinancial.com and click on classes. Phil. Phil, I've also just released a new guide called Retirement and Inflation. It is specifically about this inflationary problem, and people can download that at my website. If they go to broganfinancial.com and click on resources, it's right there at the top, retirement and inflation, and they can download that. It's complimentary.
All right. That's pretty, you know what, and you can't get any better than that. Well, please be careful, you know, traveling mercies on your Thanksgiving holiday. And we have
thank you as well.
Thank you. A lot to be. I'm just going to Hardin Valley. That's about as far as we're going to go, I think. not too far. But thank you so very much. Godspeed. And we'll talk soon. Jim Brogan. And those shows will still be on, though, this weekend, of course. More Living with Jim Brogan. All right. We'll see you now. Thank you. Yeah. Scary out there, ain't it? You know what? We got to think about a bowl game, don't we? Jimmy Hyams coming up with our Vol report. Stay with us.